I wrote Carving Your Future in West Point, Mississippi, while visiting my friend, the teacher and poet, Annie Smith. I had heard a news report on public radio about a book that documented the dying art of the carnival salesman, or carny barker. I tried in vain to find the book, so maybe I misunderstood the report. Still, that news report filled me with respect and admiration for the poetry of the carny barker. Like many of my poems, Carving Your Future is an imitation of a poem or style I admire. And like most of my poems, Carving Your Future came pouring out of me in one sitting, lasting less than an hour. Again, like most of my successful poems, I had to revise only about 10% of the first draft. Rather than working on a smaller number of poems and revising them, I write thousands of poems, one or two a day when I'm really cooking. Then I look back over the week's work or month's work and choose one or two with the most promise to revise. I am a big believer in the muse. I can't force my way into a good poem. Most of my successful poems, like Carving Your Future, come to me when I'm sitting with a cup of coffee, playing around with words, reading something, and hoping to get hit by lightning.